We need to find out what's going on in Ely. And when that happens, we go, let's call Molly Olson.
She'll
so
know.
So here she is. Hi, Molly. Good morning.
Well, yes, we find out some of what's going on in Ely because okay. there's a lot of other stuff. But I will tell you that our snow sculptures are sadly melting, so I'm kind of sad. It's but they were beautiful while they lasted.
I bet it's kind of its own art, melting. It's a
it
little
is.
Different.
It yeah. is. It's like they're sort of, you know, deconstructing. So we have some great things going on this month. Actually, we, you know, the school is kind of takes a break in March because, you know, sometimes the weather is a little iffy in Ely and we just don't have as many visitors. But we did plan a great Save the Bees weekend this year. And it starts out with a Vanishing Bees film viewing. And there will be an introduction from Sarah DeRorf. She's a Minnesota honey queen, so that's kind of cool. And that's Friday the 9th, and it's at 7 o'clock. And then we have a whole slew of classes related to honey and bees. So there's honey mead making, macro photography, looking at a hive, a demo of what a hive looks like, some honey tasting on Saturday, making lotions and lip butter from beeswax, honey walnut petitza, harvesting honey, pollinator jugs, mason beehive making. So that would just be looking at how can you make it in a mason jar.
Wow.
And then children, there's a children's book reading activity, and then looking at how you can you manage pests that might interfere with your hives, and what are some beekeepers' tasks and responsibilities. So there's just a whole slew of classes, like I said, and if you are interested in, you know, getting into being a beekeeper, sort of an amateur level, this is the perfect weekend for you. Or if you're just interested or you just want to taste some honey or make some honey walnut petitza. So there, that's all available on our website. And then the 16th, actually, we're having a St. Patty's Day dance. So it's really not on St. Patrick's Day, but it's Friday night, and it's at 7 o'clock with Jim and Carol from Friends on the Range, and it's a folk dance. So they'll be teaching and calling and playing. So it's really a fun experience if you'd like to come out for that. We have such a blast at those dances, and you have to wear comfortable shoes because you're going to be on your feet and moving.
Well, Molly, did anyone ask you to the dance yet?
Well, you know, my husband Aww. Is usually my dance partner, so hopefully I'll ask him and he'll say yes.
There you go. We'll hope for the best for you on that.
Yes, thank you.
But you probably don't have to have a partner to go to this, do you?
Absolutely not. I mean, okay. these are the kind of dances where they pair anyone. They're just really fun instructors. They're very knowledgeable and experienced, and you know, they usually mix it up, so they'll do some contra dancing and some, you know, maybe some schottische. And this one is going to feature Irish, so it'll be kind of the Celtic and New England contra dancing. And then maybe some waltzes and polkas in between. So,
wow. So that's
really fun.
Yeah, that St. Patty's Day dance at the Ely Folk School, it is on, is it at the Folk School?
It is, and okay. it's on Friday the 16th.
Okay, and the Bee Weekend begins on Friday, March 9th. If you want information on any of these, you can go to elyfolkschool.org. Molly, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. All right, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.